Okay. So this red light means that we are on air.
Yeah.
So, pozdravljeno poslušalstvo Radio Študent. Nahajate se v dnevni oddaji Ereš Intervju, v kateri gostimo brazilsko glasbenico Barbaro. Pogovor, ki ga kanimo izvesti, bo potekal seveda v angleščini. Prej smo ravno poslušali enega od njenih komadov, sicer pa je v Sloveniji z namenom, da razveseli današnjo publiko, ki se bo zbrala v baru Prulček, kje drugje kot na Prulah. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
So, who are you? Can you introduce yourself a bit to our listeners?
Yes, my name is Barbara Eugenia. I'm from Brazil. I live in São Paulo. I have been working with music for about 7 years. I have 3 albums. Actually, my new album is just waiting for me to go back to Brazil, so it will be out.
It's not a living entity yet.
No, not yet, but it will soon. Yeah.
So, for 7 years, you said, what did you do before the music got a hold of you?
I'm a translator. Mm-hmm. Okay. I still am. Because right. It's not that easy to be a musician and make a living out of it. So,
yeah,
it's a struggle.
Really old, precarious profession, I
yes,
guess.
Yes, yes. But it's beautiful. I wouldn't do any other thing.
Yeah. Do you come from like a traditional Brazilian background, or how do you see yourself in a Brazilian scene or music? Is it like an important part of your music, like this typical, let's say, South American songs?
No,
I mean a style of singing.
I'm not the typical Brazilian singer, because usually the Brazilian singers are more, they have like more high pitch voice, and because of the samba and the bossa nova, I think the more traditional Brazilian music styles. But I have my influences are more of from the 70s and the 60s, the rock and roll and psychedelic and folk music, so not that much Brazilian, but still I have a lot of Brazilian things because I'm Brazilian, so yeah. Of course it's got something in it, but it's not like mainly it's not like the typical Brazilian music. If you hear it, you will find it a little, I don't know. It's hard.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
So what about the lyrics? Because I guess not a lot of radio student listeners are good in Brazil.
Yes.
So what are you singing about, actually?
Love. I only talk about love. The good things and the bad things about love. But it's
that's
all
quite
about
Latin.
Love. It's all about the love, yeah. But I do have a couple of songs in English too, a few songs in English. I also have a side project that's called Aurora, and it's an album that I made with a friend, and it's all in English, and it's different from my solo work, and this has this one thing that we wrote all songs in English. I don't know why, but it's just like this. So
also about love.
Also about love. About love and life and change and just the cosmos and yeah.
All right. Do you use drugs while you're creating your music?
No. I actually prefer, I've tried to. But I tried, but usually it doesn't work, because the next day, you know, when I think I'm doing something very genius, the next day I'm like, not really. So usually I make music when I'm sober. It's better. It works better for me.
Yeah, it's.
But I've written a couple of songs that I was kind of like drunk or high or something like that.
I guess.
But just a couple. It doesn't really work for me.
So love is your primary drug.
Yes, maybe. yes.
Okay. You're gonna play alone tonight in Prulček, or do you have a company?
Yeah, no, I'm playing by myself. It's a solo act. Just me and the guitar.
All right. Does it have a name, your guitar?
Yeah, well, no, this is not mine. Actually, I didn't bring my guitar.
So it's adopted.
It's adopted, yeah. But I don't have a name for my guitar. Everybody asks me that, but I don't have.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not everybody, but some people ask me. But I don't have a name for it. It's just my baby.
Yeah, your tool baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're here just to play in Slovenia, or is it a part of a bigger plan or a tour?
Well, yeah, I've been playing in some places. I played in Portugal, in Lisbon, and I did a small concert with some Croatian musicians in Croatia, and that was really fun. And now I'm here, I'm gonna play alone, and I still have a couple of shows in Galicia and another one in Lisbon. So yeah, it's kind of like a small tour, a first step in Europe. I intend to come more and get my albums released here, hopefully, small steps.
All right.
Yeah, just working on my music.
If you would miss Brazil, what would you miss the most?
My friends. My friends.
You live in a big town or a...
Big town, yeah, São Paulo. São Paulo has like, it's not I don't know, like 20 million people, I don't know. It's crazy, yeah. Too many people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of cars and...
A lot of cars, a lot of pollution, telephones. A lot of craziness, just chaos, it's madness, it's...
It sounds beautiful to me, but okay.
Well, it has its beauty, but it can be a little too much sometimes.
It's also a help to find your ideas for your songs or your music, like to live in a really like in a place where a lot of things are happening.
Well, I mean, the friends that I have, they are my musician friends. We're always together, playing together, and you know, exchanging ideas and just, you know, hanging together and making music. So that's really good, because it brings a lot
right.
to the whole process. So it's really good. Yeah, I miss them already a lot, but okay. I'm really enjoying my trip.
Good luck on your trip. Maybe one last question. What are you gonna play for us, for the radio students?
I will play a couple of songs from my first album that's called Jornal de Bad.
What does that mean?
It's like the diary of Bad diary. Bad used to be my nickname.
Bad,
yeah.
Like sleeping bad.
No, like bad, like mean, like evil, bad. Yeah, bad. Because I was very grumpy and like, you know, I was this horrible teenager. Yeah, they didn't like anything. Like, I hate this, I hate that. So my nickname was Bad. So my first album is called like The Bad Diary. And
or The Diary of the Bad.
Of the Diary of Bad. Yeah, it's like my diary, my journal, you know?
Nice. Okay.
And a couple of from my second album. So I think it will be like a couple in English and a couple in Portuguese.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna let you do your music. Okay. You want to add something? You can also between your songs.
About my website. I have a website. It's barbaraeugenia.com. And you can download all the music for free, or you can pay if you want, it's up to you. But you have all the information and all the albums and everything is there, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will also put it on our webpage, so all the listeners that are interested to download, they can do that.
Okay, great.
Okay. Do it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. It's called I Wonder.
I look out the window, the rain pours down, the rain pours down. baby, baby, you're mine.
Last song now, it's called You Wish You Get It.
You wish for more, and you get none. eu sei o que fazer pra perdoar você. Há um motivo escondido no meu coração que não se cansa de me
achar. So, this was Barbara. Do you have any message for the listeners of Radio Students? You can invite them to the concert.
Yes, I'd just like to thank you for having me here and thank you for listening. And I'm playing tonight at Bar Prulček.
Prulček.
Yeah. Prulček. At 9 o'clock. So if you want to come, just come. It's going to be fun. And that's it. Lots of love for everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice.
Intervju Radija Študent.